Welcome to Sports from the Couch.
I gotta say, it's the stupidest thing in sports.
With your host, Mike Mercado.
Players cannot stand them. Coaches cannot stand them. Most importantly, the fans can't stand them.
Brought to you by Mercado Airways.
I'm gonna say it once, and hopefully I'm wrong, but it's a disaster waiting to happen.
That is so bad, that is absolutely brutal.
Hello and welcome in, friends, to another edition of Sports from the Couch here on Mercado Airwaves. I'm your host, Mike Mercado. I want to thank you so much for making us a part of your day. And on today's edition of Sports from the Couch, we got to take a look at day one of NBA free agency, and more importantly, day one of NBA free agency for your Chicago Bulls. But before we get to all that, we got to take care of some housekeeping notes. You can follow us all over the universe. I'm on Twitter at Mike M Media, Instagram, Mike Mercado Media, and you can be interactive with the show on Twitter at Couch Sports Talk. You can like, rate, review, and share us wherever you get your favorite podcasts on all major podcast platforms at Mercado Airwaves. You can see the video version of the podcast on youtube.com/Mercado Airwaves. Make sure you subscribe to us over there and hit that little bell to be notified every single time we upload a brand new episode. And we're on Roku. Shout out to Jerry Riles and the Rewind Sports 60. They have a great schedule of shows with interviews with athletes and celebrities and some wonderful takes and interesting opinions on sports. That's on Roku at the Rewind Sports 60. You can also check us out on Facebook.com/Mercado Airwaves. We do some live shows there, so you can be interactive with us with your hot takes over at Facebook.com/Mercado Airwaves. You can support us at Patreon.com/Mercado Airwaves. Become a producer of all the shows we do here on the network. And we have swag. You can support us that way. Rep Mercado Airwaves over at Teespring.com/Mercado Airwaves. And finally, keep up to date with all the podcasts released from the Good Brothers, from the Two Nerds of a Feather podcast, the Gone Missing podcast, and of course, Sports from the Couch by following us on Twitter at Mercado Airwaves. All right, guys. So day one of the NBA free agency has hit, and the Chicago Bulls have made some huge splashes amongst other teams and the NBA. And ladies and gentlemen, it is good times in the city of Chicago. That is right. The Bulls land their point guard. The Bulls land a Laker legend as Lonzo Ball and the one and only Alex Caruso are now Chicago Bulls amongst local hero Io DeSumo. It was a wonderful few days for the Chicago Bulls. Did it cost the soul of the Chicago Cubs? Who knows? But the Bulls are now having a brand new roster, guys. At the very least, the exciting news is the Bulls have a turnaround of a roster, and things are changing over at Madison. And in all seriousness, we need to talk about what is going on with this Bulls team, with AK, with ME, and what they did this offseason, what they did with these moves. And I have some information. If you haven't heard about it, if you haven't really dug deep into it, if you're not too sure about these moves, I've gathered some information. We'll read it together and we'll kind of give our reaction to it. And what was a crazy, not just for the Bulls. I mean, obviously we're having fun because we're right here in the greatest city in the world, Chicago. But, you know, you have Russell Westbrook going to the Lakers. You have all this stuff going on with Dame, whether he's going to go to the Knicks, if he's going to stay with Portland. There's a lot of stuff going on, so we're going to get into it, but right now we know what's going on with the Bulls. We know that they have got their guys, that they have a certain mindset of what they want the roster to be. So, I got some information for you guys and how this all broke down. So, first let's talk about the trade. The Chicago Bulls and point guard Lonzo Ball have agreed on a 4-year, $85 million deal as part of a signing trade agreement with the New Orleans Pelicans. Ball's agent Rich Paul told ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski on Monday, "The Bulls are sending Thomas Sadoransky, Garrett Temple, and a second-round pick back to the Pelicans in the deal," sources told ESPN's Tom Bontemps. Temple is joining the Pelicans on a new 3-year, $15 million deal, sources told ESPN. The last year of the deal is not guaranteed, a source told the undefeated Mark Spears. Then later on in that day, the Bulls agreed to ink ex-Lakers guard Alex Caruso to a 4-year, $37 million contract. The deal takes up the majority of the Bulls' non-taxpayer mid-level exception for this season, leaving them with the biannual exception, $3.7 million, vet minimum slots, and trades to fill out the rest of the roster. And then, of course, in the second round, they get Io from the University of Illinois, the Big Ten Player of the Year, a local hero when it comes to basketball, a star there. And there's also the report coming out from Brian Windhorst that the Bulls are in talks with a possible sign-and-trade with San Antonio for DeMar DeRozan. So that's what we know when it comes to the actual trades, the analytics, the actual details of it. But then I wanted to kind of dig a little deeper, and ESPN put up some reports, some scouting reports, some details, and I gathered this from Andrew Lopez of ESPN and Rob Schaefer of NBC Sports Chicago. So check them both out over at NBC Sports Chicago and at ESPN. Let's start off with ESPN and Andrew Lopez. Ball slot in at guard spot where he can grow with Zach LaVine and Nikola Vucevic as Chicago tries to make the next step to be competitive in the Eastern Conference. As New Orleans shifted more to allowing Zion Williams to run the point position in the offense, Ball's role for the Pelicans became that of an off-ball wing who would control the offense in open court and cede duties to Williamson in the half court. He'll have an opportunity to run the offense again with Chicago. Ball, who's 23, has had an up-and-down four seasons since entering the league as the number 2 overall pick by the Los Angeles Lakers in 2017. He experienced some new difficulty living up to the high expectations in LA, and once he got dealt to New Orleans, his game improved. Being among the players dealt in the Anthony Davis trade, Ball found a better shooting stroke with the Pelicans. After shooting 31.5% from three and 43.7% from the line in the two seasons with the Lakers, Ball upped those numbers to 37.6 and 66.4% in New Orleans. In 2020-21 season, he averaged a career high in three-point percentage, 0.378. His field goal percentage was 0.414. Free throw percentage was 0.781. And his true shooting percentage was 0.551. And he averaged 14.6 points a game. So, I mean, let's just start right there. What did the Bulls need? They needed a big point guard who can guard and hit threes. He checks out all the boxes. And more importantly, right, like you have to take into the circumstances of how we got Lonzo from LA to New Orleans. You know, it wasn't just the pressure of being, you know, in the NBA after everything that was going on with LeVar and playing for the Lakers. But then you have LeBron come in there and just the whirlwind that that becomes. So for him to kind of go away and, in wrestling terms, learn a new move, I mean, it was huge for Lonzo. It was huge for him, and you could see it paid dividends as he matured and got better. He was also protected the ball like never before with a career low 14.5 turnover percentage, while his usage percentage was also at a career high at 20.5. Ball has struggled with injury issues throughout his young career and is yet to play a full season in the NBA. He missed 65 games in his first two seasons with the Lakers and a combined 26 in the past 2 years with the Pelicans. And that is a legit criticism and concern when it comes to Lonzo, right? Like we have to acknowledge that as nice as it is for them to fill that need and to have a player of that caliber that doesn't necessarily need to be the superstar, right? That can distribute the ball literally to Zach and to Nikola. So like you have that, right? And you're seeing that he's, I think more importantly, right? Like we're talking about all the benefits of what you're getting for him, right? And what he does. But I think what's most important about the Lonzo Ball thing is it sets you up in with the criticisms, right? It sets you up where you have this guy that fills your needs. But a legit criticism is his health. And that is one thing that you can see. But I've also seen him, with adversity, step up and develop his game. You see, I always go back to this when I'm talking about the Chicago Bulls. Is the Lauri Markkanen issue. When feet were put on the fire, Coby White stepped up. Whether it worked out or not, whether it was reckless, whether they won or lost,
We saw him try to take that next step. Try to take that on when Zach was gone. I did not see Laurie develop, make that development, whether that was on the coaching staff, whether that's on him. But there's no excuse for the attributes that he has for him not to be going off, to not taking those steps to being a dangerous offensive threat in the NBA. With Lonzo, we know what his issues were, and he's worked on them. A fair criticism, and we were mentioning it, is his injury, being injury prone. And it is why it's so important that there is now a little bit more depth when it comes to your guard position. But I also think it's important to realize that in today's NBA, I don't know how important it is for you to play all 82 games. I think it's good. You know, it's not a bad thing. But I wonder how important it is to play a majority of games, but more importantly, play enough games to be able to jump into the lineup and there not be a miscommunication or lack of chemistry. So the injury thing, it is a concern, and it is a fair concern we have to be fair about. But let's jump into a little bit of what the descriptions were for the one and only Alex Caruso. Undrafted out of Texas A&M, Caruso is a poster child for using alternative avenues to find a home in the league. First playing in the G League and later latching onto the Lakers with a two-way contract before signing a two-year deal with LA in the summer of 2019. The 27-year-old wing showed off his versatility last season, playing minutes as shooting guard, small forward, and point guard for the Lakers. He finished the season averaging 6.4 points, 2.9 rebounds, a 2.8 assist in 21 minutes per game, and shot 40.1% from three. Caruso missed 14 games during the regular season because of health and safety protocols and various other injuries. He has also had to exit the Lakers' Game 6 series ending loss to Phoenix in the first round of the playoffs with a left ankle strain. LA expressed interest in re-signing Caruso, sources told ESPN's Dave McMiniman, but the Lakers' offer as a cap-conscious repeat tax-paying team was not as enticing for the four-year veteran. So, the way the Lakers are set up right now, it wasn't going to work out for Caruso to be there. But again, like, it's nice for... What I like about these moves, and we talked about in the beginning of the program, is it's not that they're just making moves, or that these moves are necessarily going to make you championship contender. And I think we could talk about that as we move along. You know, we got the details of this move and the two new free agents. You know, I think these moves are good for one reason. It's stability. It's depth. It's pros. It's different. You know, Lonzo is not going to be afraid to push the ball up. And you have somebody like LaVine, who's finally going to have a guard that's going to be able to get him the ball in the open court and to do some magic that we're finally going to be able to see, hopefully, if everybody stays healthy. These moves are nice moves because you're not asking them to be superstars. You know, Lonzo came into the Lakers as the number two overall pick to lead that franchise, a 10-pole franchise in the NBA to glory. That's a lot. It's a lot to ask. That's not happening here in Chicago. You have a veteran who's been an all-star, who's one of the top-tier guys in his position in Nikola Vucevic. You have a Olympian who's probably going to win a gold medal, who's a first-time all-star, looking to get that big max contract coming up in a year in Zach LaVine. Those are the guys. And then you have this young upstart draft pick that's just all this raw talent, and people are calling him Baby Kawhi and Patrick Williams. Like, there are guys on this team that do have way more pressure than Lonzo. And I think that's going to be good for him because all he needs to do is do what he does. Play defense, get over and away and through that pick and roll on defense, hit an open three, and find Zach LaVine when they're on a fast break and get the ball down to Vucevic. That's what he needs to do. Doesn't need to be special. Doesn't need to be Westbrook. Doesn't need to be anything. This is a big guard that they haven't had that in a long time. It's been something they've been missing. The Caruso thing is just wing depth again. You know, if this the Rosen thing happens and if it's a sign and trade for Laurie, it also shows that they're trying to be more athletic while also being kind of physical, right? Like, they're not going to be a huge team, but they're going to be more physical. And I think a lot of this, too, is the competition in the East. Cheers as I take a sip of this delicious coffee here on Sports from the Couch on Mercado Airwaves as we talk about the one and only Chicago Bulls, bringing in Lonzo Ball, bringing in Alex Caruso, and of course, the drafting of local basketball phenom Ayo Dosunmu, a Illinois boy who is taking care of business. We are here on Sports from the Couch on Mercado Airwaves. I'm your host, Mike Mercado. Let's take a sip of this delicious coffee as we get back to this Bulls talk. Oh, that hits the spot. Here's the question. So we have this move, right? We know this makes them better. And we know it was disappointing to Mark Eversley, to Arturis Karnišovas, that they didn't make this playoffs, to Billy Donovan, that they didn't make a playoffs in the Eastern Conference. This team, right away, start of training camp, of the regular season later on into October, the 2021-2022 Bulls are a complete different team. Even though there's going to be pieces you recognize, the philosophy, just on the philosophy of how you can actually play this Billy Donovan offense and defense, completely different. That's one thing. So we got something we got to look at now. We got a totally different vibe of this team. But then you start looking around the league. Okay. The defending and reigning NBA champion Milwaukee Bucks are not only in your conference, they're in your division. Okay, you're not better than them. The Brooklyn Nets, you're obviously not better than them. Whether or not these, and we'll get to it in a second, but I want to get it out as it's top of mind. Whether these windows for those teams like a Lakers or a Nets is 2 years, 3 years, 1 year, doesn't ever open. That's up to each and every one to believe how many miles these dudes have, luck, injury. You know, whether there's a surprise team, that's all subjective. But it is a factor in whether you're talking about this year or next year. We're talking strictly heading into this season, going into the next NBA season for the next NBA Finals. They're not better than the Nets, and they're not better than Milwaukee. Are they better than Philly? Again, it depends on what happens with Ben Simmons. But off Jump Street, like, I don't think if they hit the court, the best player in that series is Joel Embiid already. And then maybe Tobias Harris or Zach LaVine is right there. But, like, that's an interesting one, right? And then there's this drop-off. Like, is Atlanta really better than this Bulls team as is constructed without seeing them play one time? I don't know. What about Charlotte? If you start looking through in the Eastern Conference, while it's very top-heavy, you know, are you worried about Toronto? Lost Kyle Lowry. Miami's a good team. Miami can make a run, especially with Lowry. Butler, Bam, like, that's a good team. Yeah, I could see Miami being top tier. Boston. Boston's the top half of the Eastern Conference. So the Bulls start falling right around there. And if we're talking about the first step is to try to get to the playoffs, hope that Patrick Williams is something special, and maybe you can do something down the road. This is the first step. This is a bright spot for Chicago Bulls fans, for the Chicago Bulls moving forward in the Eastern Conference. What it means this coming up season is so much brighter because of the disappointment that was last year. I mean, think about it. It just says that there's been a playoff drought. It's you weren't invited in the bubble. And then at the end of last season, Zach LaVine, who's having a wonderful season, gets sick, and you just kind of flatline at the end. And you miss the playoffs. And you miss a play-in. And that's a lot. That's a lot for this front office, I think, to kind of handle all that and be like, no, enough. Because whether or not you think they're going to win a title anytime soon, you got to start taking steps to get forward. Everything is about how much closer am I now to winning an NBA championship? That's the question. Because if you just look at how this Bulls team is constructed, you can honestly say, like, yeah, they can make a playoff. They might win a series if they're a high enough seed or they're a low enough seed, depending on who they're playing. The imagination needs to start taking over of, well, what if they do get a superstar, a disgruntled superstar, and are able to make the next big move? And that's what it comes down to, is putting yourself in that position. Putting yourself in a position to have the best available players when that opportunity comes, whether it was a Anthony Davis, a Joel Embiid, if Giannis didn't win the title, That's what that comes down to in the NBA. How much closer am I now to winning an NBA Finals? And then you're able to have the conversation of, what about windows? What about the Knicks? Are they able to kind of capture that and make a run for it? Will Brooklyn, you know, that we talk about windows, would Brooklyn be able to win more than one more, two more seasons with Kyrie, with Harden, with KD? It's like, I don't know. I'm going to assume so, but I don't know. This is putting yourself in that position. And you just hope that, you know, you get lucky. At this point, luck is not a strategy. But you got to put yourself in a position that when the stars do align, you have this roster that's able to do something, that's able to be enticing, to get you a little bit, you know, excited if you're a free agent or you're a disgruntled superstar. Because that's where they come. And if you're able to build the team, and like, I think what's funny, as we say about building a team, this is a team that you can tell just as a philosophy from the front office how different it is than the last regime. Because they're not going after, they don't have a set rule book of, this is a hard grit, Duke University, we're looking for this, we're looking for that. Like, these two dudes in the front office are going for it. They're not afraid to make roster change. They're not afraid to have harsh criticism when it comes to scouting of a certain player, what they think on a certain player. And we've seen it in the short time that they've been here. So, you know, I believe that if this team is halfway decent going into next year, this team is able to gel, and then you're able to sign a Zach LaVine, you're able to work some things out, and then you could find another opportunity to get a superstar. And I know we keep saying superstar as if Zach LaVine isn't one, or Vucevic aren't, and they literally all stars, but I'm talking about top five, top six players in the NBA. You got to get into that in a position where if you're not winning finals, but you're young enough that you're in that window to be enticing for somebody to come. And I think what makes it very interesting in that argument or in that conversation is that trade for Vucevic completely sped up the clock. So if that's the case, then they must have a feeling on some stuff. They must be thinking about some stuff, you know? And we'll see what happens with this European player that they bring in. But I really like what the Chicago Bulls are doing. And you start looking at this team. You know, the starting lineup is going to be Lonzo Ball, Zach LaVine, Patrick Williams, Thad Young, and Nikola Vucevic. That's not a bad NBA starting five. And then off the bench, you have Caruso. You have Kobe White. You have a rookie in Io who's probably not going to play much. And then the rest of the bench that they're going to put in together. You know, this Bulls team, it's not an NBA Finals contender. But it gets you one step closer. And the NBA, it's all about preparation and opportunity being together when they mix. The Bulls have to be ready when a ace, superstar, top five guy in the league is ready to move. They need to be in position to make that move. And right now, if nothing else, whether you love the fact that they might be a six seed, whether you think they're going to win the NBA Finals, the most important thing beyond them being entertaining, being interesting, is that the Chicago Bulls have put themselves in a position to not only be interesting, but when the time comes, an opportunity arises, and they can get their hands on a superstar, that their team is enticing enough, is interesting enough to make a superstar willing to make Chicago their new home. You know, you look at the New York Knicks and Dame. They're doing everything they can, even though lack of moves, to try to change his mind, to hoping that Dame changes his mind in Portland and comes to New York. Because when a player like that becomes available, you got to take your chance. You got to be smart in how you build around them. And that's the trick. That's where LeBron is great. And in the NBA, they have so much more control when it comes to like actual in-game moments. But the trick, if you're going to do the superstar route, if you're going to bring in, you know, you're going to have Giannis, you're going to pay him, you're going to pay Chris Middleton. The trick is to get Jrue Holiday, to overpay for him, to get in PJ Tucker, to find the right guys. I know Shaq says the others, but no. The important dudes that are going to do stuff, that whether it's a point here or there, whether it's a rebound here or there, that were huge moments. That's what you need. And I think if you're the Chicago Bulls, you put yourself in that position. I don't think that they're NBA Finals, you know, ready. I do think that they're legitimate playoff contending team. I think they would be a fun matchup against Boston. I think they would be a fun matchup against Philly, Atlanta. Boston and Milwaukee are a little bit of a different story. But as a Bulls fan, Bulls Nation, it is a great time. It's an interesting time. And if nothing else, it's something that we've been saying forever at this point, since they got the job. Mark Eversley as GM and Arturis Karnišovas as the executive, they are not afraid to make the moves. They are not afraid to trust their gut and to make what some people think is a risky move because they believe in themselves. And you can just see with a full offseason, a normal offseason, some cash, that they are building a certain type of roster. And I think just from the moves, athletic, versatile, defensive-minded, can hit three-pointers. That's huge. That's huge. And while being young, they got some veterans. And it can't be understated how important it's going to be Zach coming back to the Chicago Bulls after this Olympics. We've seen him step up as the games have gone on in Japan. And that's something that type of experience for Zach LaVine is so priceless. He's playing amongst the best in a foreign game, foreign country, different teammates, and he's being thrown to the wolves, and he's responding. And that's the thing about Zach. You know, and we could be excited about all these moves, but Zach and the max contract extension that you know, are in talks. Minus you being able to do some type of sign and trade to bring in a better superstar than Zach LaVine, to get somebody who you know can legitimately get you to an NBA Finals. That is a great piece to have in your NBA. Zach LaVine is such a wonderful player, not just because of his athletic ability, but because he wants to be great. You can see it in him. He's got flaws as a player. I've called them out. You know, I've always been harsher on Zach because you've seen it in him that he wants to be great. And it's frustrating. But this is the difference between somebody frustrating like a Zach LaVine compared to some other players we've talked about here on the show. Specifically, a guy who might get a sign and trade. Is as frustrating as it is, it's frustrating because you want it to work for him. Not that you don't for the other guy, but when you know how hard he works and how great he wants to be, how great you think he knows he can be. When you see it not work for him, it's frustrating. When you see him not be able to make the playoffs, it's frustrating. When you see him not be able to get to the end of the season because of COVID, it's frustrating. But then you look at this team that they're putting around him and that experience that he's going to get back from Japan, being thrown to the fire, going to win a gold medal, and then come back with a brand new team, have these new connections amongst the league after an all-star appearance and now going to win a gold medal. The world is open. The world is your oyster, Bulls fans. And Zach LaVine, whether you love the trade back when it happened or not, whether you think he is a top 15 player or not, you can't deny his development and the strides he's taken in this league. Now, whether or not, again, that leads to the number seven, whether that leads to, I don't know. But I do like the trend, and I do like the spirit the league is building. That the Bulls, this culture that they're rebuilding. And, you know, year by year, step by step, I'm loving this front office more and more. I'm loving the type of player they're going to. And I think as we start wrapping up this edition of Sports from the Couch here on Mercado Airwaves, I'm your host, Mike Mercado. Let me know your thoughts over on Twitter at Mike M Media, Instagram, Mike Mercado Media, and be interactive with the show on Twitter at Couch Sports Talk. Is the LeVar Ball thing, it's like, this is a grown man. Lonzo's a grown man. He's seen things. He's been through things in the NBA. He's earned his stripes. We know the dude belongs. So I don't want to hear any of this stuff about his dad. And quite frankly, as much of, you know, his dad and Skip Bayless were a clown show just as reality television. The dude did raise three grown men to play in the NBA with no issues. One of them was Rookie of the Year. The other one just signed a huge deal to play in the Chicago Bulls, where Michael Jordan won six NBA champions, to be a team that people think can now be led to the playoffs because of his help. And another son who may not be a superstar in the league, but has played professional basketball, went to college, is going to have a nice career. Nah, those are winners. You don't have to like their personality. You don't have to like the way the shtick was done. Those are some winners, man. And now one of them is the Chicago Bull and Lonzo Ball. I want to know your thoughts. I think it was really fun to see Bulls fans excited. I mean, I saw this. Let me see if I can pull it up. I saw this GIF going around, or this picture going around. So for all those who are checking us out over at youtube.com/Mercado Airwaves, and of course on Roku at the Rewind Sports 60, you guys could check this out. Let me see if I could pull it up right here. There it is. Yes, I will bring it up just a little bit right there. And it is Idris Elba over in The Wire, and he's wearing a Bulls hat. And it is, I want you to put the word out there that we back up. Wonderful show, a wonderful meme. And that is right, the Chicago Bulls are back. Whether or not they're NBA Finals contenders, we'll find out as the years go on. But at the very least, it's exciting times. The kid from U of I is coming home to play for the Chicago Bulls. Alex Caruso goes from the LA Lakers to the Chicago Bulls. You talk about being able to continue on your legend. They're going to love you in this city, kid. And Lonzo Ball, a player that fits the mold of what the Chicago Bulls are looking for. I think it's great, and that is why I think you guys saw so many people so excited, and that is why we got funny gifs and memes like that of Stryker, because it's exciting time. And this is a basketball city. And this city loves the Chicago Bulls. And whether or not they win a championship, whether or not they are finals contenders, the fact that they are interesting, that they're playing good ball, interesting ball, and they look competent is all this city wants. Because if you build it, they will come. And I promise you, the Chicago Bulls are a legit threat in the Eastern Conference over the next few years as they continue on this rebuild through Mark Eversley and Arturis Karnaschovas. The United Center will be a madhouse. But that'll do it for us on this edition of Sports from the Couch here on Mercado Airwaves. Let me know your thoughts on Lonzo Ball becoming a Chicago Bull, Ayo Dosunmu being drafted by the Chicago Bulls, and of course the legend himself, Alex Caruso, joining the greatest organization in the NBA over at the west side of Chicago, the Chicago Bulls. I'm all over the universe. I'm on Twitter at Mike M Media, Instagram, Mike Mercado Media. Be interactive with the show on Twitter at College Sports Talk. Check us out on youtube.com/Mercado Airwaves Network, the video version of the podcast, as well as Roku. Shout out to Jerry Riles and the Rewind Sports 60. That's Roku at the Rewind Sports 60. We're on all major podcast platforms. Give us a like, rate, review, and share us, please, over at Mercado Airwaves. Patreon.com/Mercado Airwaves if you'd like to support us, become a producer of the network. Check out our swag over at teespring.com/Mercado Airwaves. And if you would like to keep up to date with all the shows we're doing on the network, from the pop culture show, The Good Brothers, from the podcast All About Life, the Two Nerds of a Feather podcast, our sister podcast, The Gone Missing podcast, check us out over on Twitter at Mercado Airwaves. Enjoy all the games. Take care of yourself. Take care of each other. We will see you next time here on Sports from the Couch on the Mercado Airwaves Network. I'm Mike Mercado.